You don't worry about anything or what people say. That was taught to me by my daddy, Oscar Grace McNally. I came home from school one day. He said, I thought you'd never get here. We're going to be late. I said, where are we going, Daddy? I haven't finished my homework yet. I haven't even started. He slapped the books out of my hand. He said, you do too damn much homework, boy. We're going to the world's largest wet T-shirt contest. Oh, God, is it going to be great? I said, well, where, Daddy? He said, at the ball game. I said, the ball game? And look, the sun's out. He said, look at the paper, boy. 80% chance of showers. You know how it gets in the summer? Starts out okay in the afternoon, but then late afternoon, them thunderheads roll in. Think about all them women sitting there in their T-shirts watching the ball game. Boom, the first belt of lightning hits. Next thing you know, everybody goes running for cover. There they are, soaking wet. Tatas jiggling their way up the aisle. Spilled popcorn and beer all over their bellies. I said, stop it, Daddy. Get me damn hot. I said, but we can't just wail away right there in the ballpark. He said, come with me. We went into the garage. He said, I knew these things would be worth something someday. I got them at a garage sale for $2.50 a piece. I said, $2.50 for these old briefcases? They look like this. He said, no, you see, we cut a hole in it. And the side of the briefcase cut a little cylindrical hole. And that way you can sit there, stick the hydraulics in the briefcase, reach your hand in there, and I said, Daddy, you're a genius. So we drilled out a couple of holes in our briefcases. We went to the ball game. We sat there and listened. Of course, we weren't watching the players there. We were looking up at the sky saying, come on, Thunder. Come on, Rain. And sure enough, that first lightning blast, that first shower came on down. You know, you never know what to do at first when it starts raining. You think it's going to stop, so everybody just sat there. And then the ladies got up and started running for cover under the mezzanine. And the men were going nuts. They were running up through the rain, tatas jiggling. Daddy and I were sitting there with our hands in our briefcases. He said, look at that one over there. I said, oh, God, Daddy, look at that one over there. Look at the way they're running up the steps. Yeah, the whole stand's emptied out except for two guys with their briefcases sitting there. Finally, I lean back. Ah! Then Daddy. Well, we sat there trying to get a soggy camel to light. And then we got up and did a stupid thing. You see, the rain only increased in intensity. So we put them briefcases over our heads as a little shelter from the downpour. And we didn't realize it, but when we flipped over them briefcases, right there at the top of our head, we left the stadium, threw the briefcases in the garbage, and went on home to Mama. We came through the door, and she said, my God, what happened to you boys? Daddy said, well, we got caught in the rain at the ballpark. Mama looked at the top of our heads and said, damn, looks like you both got hit by the same pigeon.
And I am telling you now to leave that diet where it is right now and leave it there for the rest of your life.